Party Line on WILO, and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Help, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Hey, it is Party Line. It is Tuesday, and it is sunny outside. It's not raining. It's not windy. It's not storming, so we're very glad for that. But there's still people that are really struggling. Make sure that if you can help, especially Tipton, Salvation Army in Tipton, give them a call. Find out where they're located. Google them and get some cleaning supplies, whatever you can do to help. They really need that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, also, check online and see what they need. Don't take them things they don't need. Take them things they do need.
Yeah, we've got that voice, by the way, is Laura Archibald joining us now in studio with Healthy Communities. Laura, we do have that list, and you're right, because I've been on a lot of mission trips, and people would send, oh my goodness, when we went down to Hurricane Katrina, we took four semi-truckloads of stuff down there over the time period. And it was, the first two were wonderful, and then people started bringing like their hand-me-downs and clothes, and we just had to basically throw a lot of it. We gave it to Salvation Army, but we couldn't. We just couldn't use because they were just being inundated with that stuff.
Right. There's stuff they definitely need and stuff they definitely don't need to be bothered with at this point.
That's right. So we were very fortunate here in Clinton County. I mean,
yes, we were.
This is when I'm glad. You know, I've always liked, I wish we had a river, but then there's days like this past week that I'm glad. You know, I'm glad we don't have rivers.
Yeah, I know. I always thought I would retire, you know, on the water somewhere. Yeah, and there's times that I'm like, well, maybe that wasn't my biggest, best plan, and I'm glad that I probably won't retire on water.
Yeah, it's been a very challenging thing. So, there's always challenges in life. In fact, today is official Never Give Up Day, by the way.
I love that. I did not know that.
So you can use that in all of your motivation and inspiration today. I'll be doing that with my football team tonight. Never Give Up Day, August 18th, Never Give Up Day. So you guys have to deal with that on a regular basis because you're always you're working with people sometimes that do walk in that have given up, or maybe they're on the verge of giving up, or maybe they're struggling. And I'm talking, it could be mental health, it could be physical health, it could be social issues and constraints. It could be simply they're just tired. We talked about, you know, being fatigued. But Healthy Communities, you're that navigating service that kind of helps find and assesses and gets people in the right
mode. So we always say we give people a hand up, not a handout. Like, really, that's what people need. They need a hand up, right? They need somebody to just help them along the path, give them a hand up to where they need to go. Sometimes people just are struggling, and if somebody just helps them a little bit, it just gives them the platform, the springboard that they need to get to the next level. I had a kiddo yesterday, you know, like you and I talk about God moments, that I literally ran into outside of a funeral home, who was just struggling. And I literally physically ran into him, and he was just in a bad place. And I just said, hey, let me give you a ride. And wow. We had a great talk, and then he called me later and said, I'm going to be late for work. Can you take me? I said, yep, come on. And I went and got him, and, you know, 5 minutes of meaningful conversation twice in the day, and he was in a better place. And that's really sometimes all it takes for a person. So that smile, that little 5 minute conversation, sometimes that hand up is all people need. So
yeah, encouragement, just mm-hmm. encouragement. Scripture yep. is very clear on that. Paul says it over and over and over in his letters in the New Testament. Be an encouragement, you know, show love, have charity. The greatest of all these things, you know, is charity, is love. Faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these, love. I mean, so that's part of being encouraging, and it does give some people some faith. And you guys do that very well. You do that as an individual, so great, and we greatly appreciate that. But you also are in so, the encouragement can all come in many forms, not just in word or even action, but it comes in with organization and navigating, mm-hmm. and you guys have so many different things. One thing that I'm learning more, the older I get, the more I move my body and the more that I'm walking, especially after meals and especially certain times of the day, is so important. And I know you guys have been very focused on trails and trying to get people to walk more.
Yeah, so we already have existing walkways in Frankfort yep. and all, actually throughout the county, even in the small municipality towns. And we are working on a big trails project. So this is in cooperation with the city of Frankfort, the trails group, and actually Clinton County government as well. And it is a trail that is our proposed route is that it goes from the Frankfort Lagoons through Wesley Manor, through the TPA Park, and then cuts over and connects with Milky Way, which is a neat kind of trail. It connects like an old business mm-hmm. that's been established in town for a long time all the way through. Our park has a lot of neat historical places along the path that we have chosen through Wesley Manor, which is a really pretty place to go. People don't realize how beautiful it is at Wesley Manor. And then out to the lagoons, one of the most underutilized places in our community. And so we are going to have a community town hall, a community conversation on September 16th at 6:30 p.m. at the Trinity Hope Center. So that's located at 806 North Columbia Street. And we just want people to come out. It'll be a family-friendly affair. And what we're going to do is we're going to have drone footage of the proposed trail so people can actually see what this trail is going to look like. And it's a proposed trail. Obviously, as you get going on trails, sometimes, you know, there may be a utility in the way or a tree in the way that's really big and old and we don't want to tear down, so we go around it and those sort of things. But we're going to have a drone fly the proposed trail, and we're going to show people like what the stops are along the way. It's going to be a neat little event. We're going to have a bike giveaway. We'll have bike helmets. We're going to do walking tacos. So we're going to do a mini trail at the event where you walk and get all the pieces of your taco at each station. So you'll have a walking taco trail to do. And then we just want to show people this proposed trail, listen to input from our neighbors and people who are going to utilize the trail, see things that they want to see, listen to people's input like, oh, this would be a better idea, or did you think about that, or hey, maybe this would be better, or, you know, input from people that are going to utilize the trail, and then ideas about trails they'd like to see in the future. So September 16th, 6:30 p.m. at the Trinity Hope Center, 806 North Columbia Street. Anybody who's interested in trails, it will be a biking and walking trail also for motorized wheelchairs. It will not be for motorized bikes. It will not be for
mopeds or
golf carts. No, it'll not be for those things. So if anybody is interested, I really would love to see you come out. I think it'll be a really great amenity for the city of Frankfort and Clinton County residents.
I never leave during football season. I'm going to be at a conference in New Orleans that week. So,
lucky you.
Hey, I'd be down there in the Big Easy, but I'm excited about going, but I hate that I missed that. But I will tell you, from our standpoint. Of course, you guys meet at the Iron Block. I hear all the things, all the good stuff that's going on, and all how you guys are really working diligently to get these. You know, walkability is so important in a community. In fact, Zillow, Realtors.com, all these big real estate websites all point to one thing. Well, there's multiple things, but having a healthy community, including walkability, and having a good hospital, good schools, all these things come together. And this is part of the puzzle that we've got to figure out for quality of life.
And you know, we live in an agriculture community, and people get really up in arms about trails that go through fields, right? And people don't want us to be putting trails through cornfields. Right. And so we really want to concentrate on putting trails that connect amenities, okay?
That's already there.
Yeah, that are already there. So we already have lagoons, okay? The Frankfort Lagoons, if you have not been there, are amazing.
Oh, God. They're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
And when you see the drone footage when they...
They're so underutilized. If I lived in town, I would be out there all the time because I'm an outdoor girl, right? Like, so I would be out there all the time. The lagoons are gorgeous, but they're underutilized. Part of the reason I believe they're underutilized is there's not a great way to walk there.
That's true.
There's not sidewalks all the way there,
That's true.
So we're going to put a trail that can get people there safely walking or biking.
That's true.
Okay, so that is just like a great amenity that we want to promote.
Yeah.
And then going through Westling Manor and the golf course is beautiful. Mm. I mean, it is one of the prettiest pieces of property that we have in the city of Frankfort. Our parks are amazing.
Yeah.
And so we want people to go through that TPA park. You know, there's a bell there that is got a historical value. There's the caboose. There's a log cabin. There's a wishing well. There's all these really neat things in the park that I think people don't know about. And there's not a trail that takes you by those things. So how would you necessarily know they're there? So getting people through the park in underutilized sections of the park, right? And then connecting you to the Milky Way. You know, it's a great historical part of Frankfort that people know.
Like, finish your trip with a nice sweet treat.
Right. And I know people that move away from Frankfort and they come back and what do? Oh, yeah. They go to the Milky Way, right?
Got
to
get the tangerine swirl.
Yep. And so I'm really excited for people to, you know, come to this and give us ideas, not just on this project, but future projects. What else would they like to see connected in the city of Frankfort?
Absolutely. So it's September 16th.
Yep.
And it'll be at the Trinity House on Columbia Street. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a great time to find out more about the project and just getting public input.
Yes.
You've got a great map lined out, and it's going to be, and like you said, there's already walkways. I mean, there's placards all over town that show you can walk this way. It's going to be 2.6 miles. You can walk this way. It's going to be 1.3 miles, whatever the case. But the connectivity is not always there.
Correct.
You're trying to connect.
We made walkways with what we had existing. This will be actually new. The other thing I'm going to tell people is there is a survey out right now by the city on their Facebook and also lots of other Facebooks, and it's about the comprehensive plan that they're working on.
Yeah.
And this is a great place for you to get your voice out. If if everybody always wants to put their voice out when they're complaining, put your voice out with your ideas and your positive and what your opinion is in a positive manner. Take this survey and tell the leaders of our city what's important to you. And you get to rank, like in 1 through 5, what you think are the five most important things that they concentrate on over the next, you know, X amount of years.
Right.
So take that survey. Get your voice heard in a positive manner. So, you know, instead of just complaining after something happens, be proactive, take this survey, and tell the leaders of our city what's important to you.
Yep, and that's public input.
It is. And those survey results, actually, that survey will close before this event.
Right.
And so we will have that data ready to know how important trails are for the people of Frankfort. So
absolutely.
That's important to us. If it's not important to the city and the people who live here, then we shouldn't spend a lot of time on it, right?
Right.
So, but if it is important, then we want to hear about it. And what did the people in Frankfurt want to see?
And really, you know, at the end of the day, nothing really has changed. It's, you know, Solomon says it's the same. It's the same sun, same moon. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed under the sun and moon. We still want quality life. People just, they want some peace. They want some quiet from time to time. They want to be able to be in a safe area. And all of these things are certainly leading up to that. You guys are doing a lot more than just working on trails, too. You've got all kinds of opportunity for exercise and health. And Tammy, I don't know how she blow away, because she's always running, and she's got the Zumba going, she's got the Pound going.
She does. So we have Zumba and Pound at Trinity every single week. Keep an eye on the Facebook post, because sometimes, you know, if she has a conference or something, she might be out of town, it'll get canceled. But other than that, it's every single week at Trinity. Just keep an eye on the Healthy Communities Facebook page. But she knocks it out of the park. She does Zumba and Pound. Pound is exercise class that you do with drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Zumba is a high impact workout that's done to music. It's very, both of them are very, very fun. I love the...
And just 30 minutes.
Yeah, I love the Pound. I had something about the drumsticks, and pounding them is very therapeutic to me.
It is.
They're both super fun. Now that school's back in session, we have a lot of teachers coming, because it's right after school.
Right.
So teachers, I'm calling you out right now. It's right when you get off work. Come straight over after a stressful day with the kiddos. Work out all those frustrations. And, you know, it's only 30 minutes, and it's free, people. It's free. Nowhere else can you do Zumba and Pound for free.
No, you can't. And you know, when you're talking about programs like that, how they impact, we were talking about encouragement earlier, but just something like that can encourage your body, your mind, your spirit to get out of the rut. I mean, just doing something different. Just try it. Just go one time and just see if you get hooked or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell people, my 80-year-old mom does it. You can do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, stop the excuses.
Our older ladies, it's anybody that can come, men or women, but at church at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays, they're doing line dancing in the fellowship hall. And so, and what's been so great about that, it's been our older ladies that have started it, but it's all about movement. And now, you know, because they invite everybody to come, but it is just amazing what a little movement and getting you out of your comfort zone will do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
absolutely.
Those are the things that we want to make sure that we are mindful of that. And you can do it at a church. You can do it at the, you know, like you said, well, you guys with the Trinity, which was a church, still, I think it's still kind of a church.
Yeah,
It's doing what it was supposed to do.
It's serving
and that
people.
Is to serve and encourage people and what they're doing. What are the things that are going on with Healthy Communities that, I mean, you've got so many different programs that that are helping people. I go back to the assessment, too, because you guys do a lot of that. I mean, when we have brought people over there to you, we've referred people to you, you've got to assess the situation, kind of figure out, and then help navigate them, whether it be an insurance or whether it be a health need. And sometimes you have to take them straight to the hospital.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. So one of the things that we have found to be an issue over and over is financial wellness.
Mm.
And it was this screaming need that we really figured out, like, we've got to address this. You know, this same people coming to us because they can't pay their utilities, they can't pay their rent, they need diapers, they need formula, and it's this cycle of poverty. And so we wrote a grant to the Clinton County United Way and received money to do financial literacy. And so this is our first time we're doing this. We're really excited. We have a Purdue professor and a licensed financial counselor coming to do financial wellness. We are doing a different spin on it. We are doing a full family financial literacy. So what we're doing is classes for the entire family. So we're going to serve supper at 6 o'clock. Then the adults will go to one class with the licensed financial counselor. The teens will go with this professor from Purdue, and they're going to go to separate classes, one aimed at teens for financial literacy and one aimed at adults. And then we will provide daycare for the littles.
Awesome.
And it will be six sessions. It will be every Wednesday in September and the first Wednesday in October at 6 p.m. And they will get evidence-based curriculum. They will go through that every Wednesday for 5 Wednesdays. It will be a certificate-bearing program. And they will also get a gift card for every session that they attend. So yeah. Then they're getting a little financial thing that they can start utilizing to make smart decisions. So yeah. It goes over all kinds of things, budgeting, retirement planning, college savings for the younger group, purchase planning, all kinds of things, and talks about even, you know, investing. How do you know how much to put in a 401k? How do you get a financial advisor? Do you use an AI bot for your investment?
Yeah.
I mean, like all of that. It goes over, you know, do you use the envelope method? Do you use a digital method
or
on
Dave
your
Ramsey's
phone?
Message,
do you use,
method,
you know, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All of those things. So it's a really great program that they've tailored to our community. Mm. You know, finances look different in a rural community than they do in an urban community. They look different for teenagers than they look for adults. So we're really excited about this program. This will be the pilot, so class sizes will be limited. So make sure you let us know that you're coming. It'll be every Wednesday from September 2nd through October 7th at 6 p.m. at the Trinity Hope Center, 806 North Columbia Street. So bring your whole family, and we will have child care for the littles.
And food.
And food. We always feed people. Yeah. Food brings people.
Speaking of food, you got the community garden?
We do. Please come get veggies. You can pick the veggies, but we also pick produce usually once or twice a week, and the baskets will be pretty overflowing in the front lobby. Feel free just to come in and get what you want. We always have bags there. You can take whatever you want. If you don't know what to do with something, holler at me, and we will print off food links for you. Food link is something through Purdue Extension, and they have great recipes, videos, and you just scan a QR code with your phone.
What are some of the things you got? What are some of the vegetables you got?
So we have peppers of every variety. We have cherry tomatoes. We have green beans. We have beets. We have squash. We have zucchini. We have eggplant, lots of eggplant. This is like eggplant year.
Yeah,
so,
well,
yeah.
It's the weather, the moisture.
Yeah, that, we have lots of eggplants this year. So not very many green beans. The deer did kind of get my deer. Deer, like, destroyed the green beans this year.
But. Well, water, the moisture is good for watermelons and pumpkins. And
we don't grow a lot
eggplant.
Of viney stuff because of the space that we have.
Yeah.
But,
and deer like to get into those, too. They like to eat those vines.
They did love. I'm looking at a picture of what I harvested. Oh, onions. We have onions.
Oh, yeah.
Tomatoes. A lot of green tomatoes. They haven't really started turning red yet, but lots of cherry tomatoes. Oh, basil and peppers, and every variety. Jalapenos, banana, cayenne, green peppers.
And you're making me
bell
hungry.
Peppers. I have all kinds of peppers. So.
And peppers are good for you.
Yep.
That's really.
This is one day harvest. So,
oh wow, that's fantastic! You're showing me a picture on the. Point it towards that camera up there. Let's see if that's gonna. Yeah, you can see a little bit there. So that's
six
good.
Six baskets full in one day.
You can zoom in if you're watching via HoosierLandTV.com. How do folks get? You got Halloween costumes.
I do.
Too.
We have. This is not a program or anything. It's just a community service.
Yeah.
So. On September 12th at 3:30, we are doing the Great Halloween Costume Giveaway. We are a donation site for Walmart and Good 360, and so we, for a few years, have been saving Halloween costumes.
Oh, wow.
And so we are going to do a free giveaway of Halloween costumes, decorations, and makeup while supplies last, September 12th at 3:30 at the Trinity Hope Center. Once again, that's 806 North Columbia. So we know Halloween costumes can be expensive. It can be a barrier for many families, and we have a plethora of them.
Yeah.
So we want to offer those for free to families. You know, we just have we have what we have. So, like, there's no guarantee we're going to have a size 10 Spider-Man, okay? We just have what we have. They were donations. So, but come on September 12th at 3:30, and while supplies last, free Halloween costumes, decorations, and makeup. We'll have it set up depending on whether it may be outside or inside. Either way, we're doing it. Come get Halloween costumes for your kiddos. And, We have some decorations, too. We have Halloween makeup, just Halloween
stuff. I can't believe we're even talking about that. I mean, we're over halfway through August.
It's crazy. Please come and get Halloween costumes because I don't want to store them anymore.
No more. Hey, you're doing Laura a favor.
So please come and get them because I don't want to store them anymore. So
Laura, how do they get a hold of you?
So if you have any questions, you need to, you know, talk to me. Give me a call at 765-659-6063. And always keep an eye on our Facebook page. If you don't like us or friend us, whatever it is, I don't know. I don't have social media. Yes. Do that. Yeah. Follow us, I think it is.
Yes, follow
us. Follow us, because we keep that very up to date. This is our 20th anniversary year, so we have some special posts on there for the 20th anniversary that are kind of neat. But always we put all our events and flyers on there. So keep an eye on that. Follow us, as Shan said, whatever you do. Yep. I don't know.
Share and then, like and follow.
There you go. And just give us a call or stop by at 1234 Rossville Avenue.
Amen. You're doing the Lord's work. Keep it up. Hopefully you don't get up at 2 o'clock this morning.
I hope not.
get a good night's sleep.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition. We certainly appreciate Tabby earlier and Laura right now, and we thank for what they're doing in our community, whether it be a business or all the community organizations that help make our community better, like Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Again, we'll be back Thursday, good Lord willing. Until then, hey, stay obedient and be courageous. We'll talk to you soon.